Good morning, and we are getting ready for our coverage from Westerville North in the state track and field meet. And we have Owen Mormon on the phone with us live, and he's there getting ready for our shot put event. How's things going there, Owen?
It's going pretty good here. I think that we're on to our second thrower of the day, and don't quite have the distance yet. But Whitley is eighth in her flight, and I believe she's seated third overall.
So she'll be the eighth thrower, and we're on the second one here. So how's the weather there? Is it decent, good, great?
Oh, weather is absolutely gorgeous, so I just hope I don't come home with a sunburn.
is there any wind? And I doubt if the wind would really make much difference in a shot put event.
But I don't think that there's any wind here.
Yep, okay.
Marion Locals, Whitley, I'm sorry.
Molly Winter?
Molly Winter just stepped into the ring, about ready to toss.
Okay, let's see how she does here.
Nice toss. Getting ready to mark it.
So we're waiting for a little bit of information for the forum to post the distance. I see here's some good hoots.
We're having some trouble hearing the distance. We're going to go ahead and talk to Coach Diller, see if she can get a hold of that.
Yep, okay. Yep, so I'll kind of fill in here a little bit while he's going.
Coach, did you get that distance for Molly Winter?
38-something.
Molly Winter had a 38-something.
38-10.
Okay. 38-10, roughly.
And what did she qualify at? Do you have that here, or I was thinking Whitley was over 40.
Her qualifying throw was a 37-1, so I think she just PR'd by 9 inches.
That's good. That's good.
Very good.
Now, what was Whitley's? I was thinking hers was over 40, but I don't remember.
Whitley is a 41-1.
Okay. Yep.
So and leading today is in the second flight from Homer Patrick Henry. With a 44.5.
Okay, 44.5. So 3 more feet, or almost three more feet. So is that the girl that's been just a beast the last several years and has been out throwing everybody by a foot or two?
I think there was somebody. She's a senior this year.
Yeah, I was thinking there was somebody that had just been annihilating the competition everywhere she went. So Whitley will have to be really, really good to pass that. But, I think most of the time people are pretty happy to make the podium.
Absolutely.
So that's a good victory there, especially since Whitley's only a junior and going to get better and better and better.
Yep, next year she won't have that massive competition that I'll be throwing. So,
yeah.
All right, Whitley is stepping into the ring right now.
Okay, great.
So we're just going to have to let her do her little warm-up and get that hand placement right. All righty, and she tossed. Nice, solid toss. Go ahead and wait for these results. She's still waiting.
Yep.
35 feet, 8.5.
35?
Yep.
Okay, sure. That's just a warm up then. 35, yep. 8.5. Okay.
I think they get 3 or 4 throws. So yeah, she's sitting all right.
Yeah, I think in the regionals she was able to do 3, and I think that's the standard for that. But since we haven't had, Atchison several years ago, can't think of his first name. He was at the state. Yeah. We've had a shot put there, but for the most part, we haven't covered shot put at all because we just don't have somebody that's competing that far into, I guess you call it a tournament, into the up to the state level. So
state level shot put.
Yep. So I'm pretty sure they each get 3 attempts. Can you tell at all? Is the long jump? Are they going at all now? Or can you tell from where you are?
I cannot tell from where I am.
Okay, that's no problem. I just thought what if you could see
I think
that that's
we should have plenty of time to get over there before Mara goes.
Yeah, and if not, you have
Who do I have a brother standing right beside me, and he doesn't seem concerned, so I think we'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Ross is there with you?
Yep, so, Ross is right here beside me.
So at the very least, you have Derek or Gavin over there, and they're at least...
Gavin's over there watching to make sure Derek's right here beside me.
And so if we happen to get stuck here and she's already jumping, we at least have somebody there that you can get a first-hand report from.
If we got some eyes over there, it'll give us a nice recap on everything.
Yeah, we really, really want to get it live, but sometimes it's not our choice whether that's going to happen or not. So, but at least it's close. You don't have to go clear across the facility to get from one to the other, so that's going to help us some. So,
oh, I think that long jump might take a hair longer just because of all the raking at the sand jacks.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
So that might give us a chance to make it over there for live.
Yeah, yep. So, are we into the second throws for some of the...
Yep, we are on to the second throws.
Yeah, so Molly Winter would probably be coming up.
Might be three people before Whitley has to throw again.
Okay, so Molly Winter should be coming up shortly then, too?
Yep, I believe she is up next or after the next one.
Okay, so how many of the track and field team went down today, even though they weren't necessarily competing themselves? A pretty good amount of them?
We have Marie, our German exchange student. We got Kira over here, Derek and Gavin, myself. We got Ross over here, and that's just what I've seen this morning.
Yeah, so generally a bunch of them are going down to for moral support and to especially underclassmen to get an idea. And like Derek and Gavin, who've never been to a state track meet, to at least get to experience that atmosphere.
Molly Winter just threw. We're going to see if we can.
All righty.
She just threw 37 feet.
Okay. So a little less than her, foot less than her last one.
Yep, that's all right. It appears that Wit is hanging back, so she's going to be a little bit later than I thought she would be.
Okay.
One, two, three. There's going to be three other throwers in between her and where she has to throw next.
Okay.
Now, two, I believe.
So, did you get to talk to Abby Francis or anything, or any of the coaches about yesterday's 100-meter dash? I know she came in the lower tier.
Not today. I haven't
tier.
I saw Abby walking past real quick, but I haven't got to see Abby.
Was there any particular thing? Was it like a bad start, or was everybody else, was the competition just really, really strong?
Very solid competition here, and if you run your best race, you still don't always guess. There's no guarantees going in the finals. You could be seated first and not make finals.
Right.
Obviously, you could see that whenever our 4x4 went to state a couple years ago, seated first and got fourth.
Yep. And
At the state level, if you don't show up, you'll notice.
And, the dash is a little bit different, the sprint, because it's just you. But when you're doing the relays, that handoff is so important. Just a tiny little flinch off, and you can drop three places.
If you have one bad handoff, it'll...
Yeah, and or one that's not perfect. It doesn't even have to be bad, just not quite perfect. And
there was somebody that just threw a very solid shot. Looks like Ella Regal from Lipstick. She unfortunately faulted on her throw. She had a fantastic throw. Looked over there like a high or mid-40s. We just had a nice throw. We're going to wait for the results here. Yeah. But we just threw 37 feet, 3¾ inches.
What is her best?
Okay, so she's, that's a foot and a half farther than her previous one, it looks like.
Yep, just a little bit further. So if she keeps going at this pace, she'll be right on track.
Yep, so she needs to keep improving. Still not as good as her, I guess they call it a seed distance or whatever.
Seeded,
40, a little over 40 feet. But,
yep.
So
40, let's see here. I have 41 foot 1¼ inch.
Oh, yeah, it's 41 1. I was thinking it was 40 feet 1¼, but it's 41 feet 1¼. So.
Nope, just real close there. But just to put off.
Yep. Yeah, I had some of the numbers right. The first one, the last one, not the 41.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to get up. This is her best throw of these two is about 4 feet shorter than that.
37.7.
Okay. So about 2½, about 3½ feet more to get her seed distance. Can you see what the longest one is yet, or does that all disappear shortly?
I don't see it put out anywhere.
Okay.
I think that it's all by.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, I think when I was watching before, they had a guy writing things down on a clipboard.
Yep. That's the guy marking it down and yelling the time zone.
Yep. So
unfortunately, he has his back to us, so we can't hear him 100%.
Yeah, and when they were doing the long jump at the regional, I kept hearing, I couldn't tell if he was saying 15 feet or 16 feet, so I had all the times all screwed up because I was trying to report what it was, and I couldn't understand it if he was saying 15 or 16. It's not amplified. He's just a guy shouting out there and the thing. He was enunciating fairly clearly, so it wasn't his fault. It's one of those things where 15 and 16 sound very close when you're shouting.
Agreed. So, looks like Coach Gann and Whitley are over there talking, discussing some things.
That's good.
Seeing if she's doing everything that she could be doing and putting all out there.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Gann held our shot put records at school till Whitley came along, so she does have some technique that she can maybe add.
Absolutely.
So that's a big help. Plus, she's a really good people person and motivator. Even if she didn't know anything about the shot put, it's good that she's over there talking to her. But she, you know, obviously has some shot putting skills and was the school, Fort Recovery school record holder for a couple of decades, I'm guessing, however long ago that was.
We just had Molly winner of Marion local throw.
Okay. She had 38.10 and 37, I believe, so far.
36 feet 8½. She had 36 feet 8½ inch.
Okay. So her best was her first one at 38. Feet 10 inches, I believe it was. So,
if we heard that correctly, that is correct.
Yep. And
Whitley appears to be in the back of the shot put zone doing a couple air throws, trying to get everything sorted out correctly.
Yep, probably.
None of her throws look bad at all. It's just
not
quite what she's seen, and that's all right.
Yep,
it always happens.
And not knowing enough about this event, I'm thinking that you do need to get some height on it, but you're throwing it, and it's going to travel X number of feet in the air, but if a lot of it is higher, that cuts down on the distance. I may or may not be right about that, but that seems like that would make sense to me.
From the couple times that I've thrown shots, I would 100% agree with that. She
so you have
to kind of walk you through a little bit my freshman year.
Yeah, you have to. you have to have the right balance of how high do you need to throw it to get to that, to the distance you need to go. And if you get a foot or so higher than that, they can take, that can take off some of your distance. It might not take, if you get a foot or two too high, you might not lose a foot or two, but it can make some difference. There's a sweet zone, I guess there is, in there where it has to be in this, this height area, and to get that kind of technique right is probably pretty touchy. And besides having the strength to do it, which obviously Whitley has plenty of strength, you know, throwing 41 feet already last week, you know, that's pretty good throw.
All right, one lipstick girl just threw, and she had a stellar throw.
That was cool.
We're going to have to go ahead and see what this is. 41 feet and something. Crowd kind of erupted.
Yep.
I believe she is your leader right now.
Yep. So that's about where Whitley was last week, and so we know she's capable of doing that. Do you know offhand what the weight of that shot is that they're putting, that they're throwing? I'm thinking it's 12 pounds for the ladies.
I'm not sure.
It might be correct. I think that it's heavy. I can tell you that. It is impressive. I don't think I could throw it that far.
I think I remember somebody telling me, like a regular man's bowling ball is 16 pounds, and something else is like a smaller bowling ball, maybe a women's bowling ball is 14, and I think like a kid's, the red bowling balls that you get at the bowling alley are 12 pounds. If you're throwing one of those, can you throw one of those 40 feet?
Absolutely not. Whitley just threw her third and final shot, hoping to make it to finals, and it was a 33. So not what she was hoping for today, I'm sure.
Yep.
But we're just going to have to hope that she makes it to finals.
Okay, so I have a 37 2¾, or 7¾, seems to be her longest.
So I believe that is correct.
So there's going to be three flights of the shot put, or three?
Two, I believe.
Okay, so we should know fairly quickly. You know, we've been going about 10 minutes or so, and so we should know. So, you know, when they get that second flight done. So are you heading over to the long jump now?
We are. We just got over here. It's a little bit noisier, so it might be a lot of me talking here. But
that's okay.
Yep. I believe the second flight is warming up. Mara's about to get on the track, and Coach Tracy's there beside her.
So, assuming that Whitley and Mara make the finals, when are the finals?
I think that they will be right after the second flight.
Okay, because it's
maybe
not
a 5-minute delay for warm-ups.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Since it's not a running event, the competitors aren't exhausted or really, really tired like they would be in a running event.
I'm sure that it takes a decent amount of energy out of them, but it isn't like running a 400 and having to run it back-to-back.
Yeah.
Nope, absolutely.
Which I think a couple of years ago you had, it might have been the year before, you had a couple of events that were fairly close, and Robbie just seemed like every 10 minutes he was running.
For prelims, it's tough on some athletes.
Yeah.
There was a girl yesterday that ran the 4x8, which is the first event of the day, and she then had to go run the 110 hurdles, which is the second event of the day.
Ugh.
And I believe that they got first. She gets first in the 4x8 and is seated first in the 110s.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's hard work and dedication.
Yeah. Well, that's good that somebody can do that, because I'd have to take at least a 2 or 3 day nap to survive anything like that. So,
just got a whisper in with Coach Doer here right beside me.
Yeah.
And she said that Witt is seated top four. And they take top 9 for finals.
Oh, that's great. That is great. So, Whitley will be.
Chris said that she is seated fifth.
Okay.
Fourth or fifth. So.
Okay, but she's going to be.
She's as of now, she's all right for finals.
Good.
But there is another flight that we will have to wait on.
Okay. So they take the top nine, you said, overall?
Yep, that's I believe so.
Okay, so assuming that the next flight goes approximately like the first one, she's going to be right on that edge of being in or out?
Yep.
Fourth or fifth, so, okay.
Hope for the best here and wait and see.
Yep, all righty. That's great. So I hope she is able to get in, and you know, we know she's capable of over 40, and her best was a couple of feet less than that, almost 2.5 feet less than her, 3.5 feet less than her best throw last week. So we know she can get up into the 40s, and she just needs to get her technique in, but she. She's, I guess we call it living another day. so she gets to move on, we hope. So great.
I have full belief that she can make it.
Yep.
And sneaking into the long jump pit right here, going to stand beside Coach Basie.
So it kind of appears then that probably Molly Winter also is going on, or were you able to tell from that with her 38.10, which had been about foot longer than Whitley's? She probably is also in.
Yes, like I said, we won't know anything official until the second flight gets through.
Okay. Yep. Alrighty. So are they into Mara's flight on the? In the long jump.
Yep. Mara just did a nice walkthrough, and it looked fantastic. So
good.
Hopefully she can have some nice jumps with that.
Yep.
And have to wait until she starts jumping. I'll see if I can get the flight pulled up here, see where she's at.
She always seems like such a confident young lady.
Talked to Coach Dillard, and she said that she seemed very calm this morning, which is a very good sign.
Yep. Well, and, you know, that's tough for a freshman, but every time I see her, she just looks like it's kind of matter of fact. She just goes out there and does her thing, and she's awesome, and just kind of everything she does. She's one of those athletes.
Yep, if she's worried or scared right now, she's not letting anybody see it. So,
that's
which is good. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
All righty.
Yeah, she.
At the flight two of the girls' long jump, Mara is sixth, and looks like she is one of three freshmen here today in long jump.
Wow, that's pretty good for three freshmen at state long jump.
And she has the farthest jump out of the freshmen, and quite frankly, one of the highest out of the sophomores as well.
That's good.
So she's coming in here seated 17 feet, 1 inch. And it looks like first place will be jumper number 9 of this flight. And I'm sorry, not first place, but seated first will be jumper number 9 with a 16.10.5.
Okay. So she's
right behind, right in front of her is an 18.3. That is the farthest jump.
Okay, 18.3, and
18.3.5, and she is a 17.1. So okay. Very high chance of making finals today and making podium. So
that's good.
Have to wait and see how results go. And
so is this this one with 18.3.5? Is she anybody we would have any idea about, or where's she from?
North Robertson Colonel Crawford. Katie Ruffner.
Okay, I have heard of Colonel Crawford, but I don't know where that is. Not it's.
I'm not sure.
East-ish, but that's not anybody we regularly compete with in any sport. So. I'm guessing
it appears that
Northeast, but I'm guessing that.
It appears that two other athletes from the MAC jumped this morning in the first flight, which was Lauren Walters from Anna, and Ashley Berkey from Anna. So hopefully we can see them in the finals. We're going to have a little MAC competition.
Yep. Although technically they're not MAC in anything except football, but they are.
It's nice to cheer on a little area team, right?
Yep. Yeah. Of course, Fort Laramie isn't MAC in anything, but we regularly cheer for them in anything that we're not. we want them to win anything that we're not in. then we want them to come in second.
So, yep. Absolutely.
So
absolutely. Speaking of other MAC teams, let's take a look at what we have running today. The boys from Minster yesterday in the 4x8 got 6. And going into today in the boys 100-meter dash, Brian Folk from Minster is seated 2nd. The boys from Anna are seated... I think 7th in the 4x2 in Coldwater. Oh, I don't think that's Coldwater Reno. But there should be a Marion team. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the girls. The girls from Coldwater is seated 2nd, it looks like. 2nd or 3rd.
In which event?
The girls 4x2.
Okay, yep.
And the boys from Marion are seated 3rd in the 4x2.
Okay, so good luck to all of them, especially since they're not running against Fort Recovery.
Correct.
But we do...
We got Brian Folk from Minster in the 400. He is seated 2nd.
And he's done really well in everything that I've seen and heard, reading in the paper and last week at the Troy Regional, and he's a pretty good athlete.
He's a good athlete, that is for sure.
Yep.
Looks like we have a couple MAC athletes participating in the boys 300 hurdles. Joseph Solomski from Minster, he is seated 8th. Tyler Sweeterman from Coldwater, he is seated 3rd, and Owen Rindler from Marion Local, who is seated 1st.
Yep, so that's, we're rooting for all of them.
Absolutely.
All of those athletes to win and or make the podium, and all of that just kind of emphasizes the fact that there are great athletes here in our area, including all of the MAC plus Anna, Fort Laramie that are naturally very good. This year, I don't think there's a whole bunch from Lincoln View, but a couple of years ago, Lincoln View had a huge contingent of athletes there. I got to talk to a few of their parents and some of them when we had that rain delay waiting for Jared Timmerman to be able to do his long jump.
Oh, yes.
And, there had to have been probably a dozen athletes or more wearing the Lincoln View things, and so we kind of root for all the teams that we play, that we know about, and there's some really they're just good people like all the people around our area, so we're always kind of rooting for them. So have they started any of the jumps yet, or are they still warming up?
They just got done warming up.
Okay.
And so the official is talking to all the girls right now. So I'm going to guess we're going to be starting here in the next 2-3 minutes.
And did you say that Mara's going to be like the 6th one to jump? Or did I misunderstand that?
Yep, I'm going to check that here real quick. I'm here with Coach Basie. Coach Basie, is there anything that you'd like to add?
2nd. Not right this second.
Okay.
All right. We have, yes, Mara is jumping 6.
Okay, I was thinking that was what it was, but I get... We've gone through so many different things that we get kind of lost in that. But
that's all
so
right.
So they're gonna be doing a few. Maybe you can catch the difference between 15 and 16 better than I did in the regional when they're calling out the distances.
So. No promises.
Well, yeah, it depends on how they're enunciating. And what if the, like that day it was windy and blowing away from me, and he was doing the best he can, and I'm pretty sure if I'd been standing nearer, I could have understood him completely, but I just, I had numbers all mixed up with 16s and 15s.
Luckily, with these media passes, we are standing almost, I would say, about 20 feet from the runway of the long jump, so yep. We should have a great time hearing them, and we should get some very good results.
Yep. So, did I understand you? You've done some of the long jumping, at least practicing and in the, some of the lesser meets.
I personally have not ever done long jump.
Oh, okay.
Derek and Gavin, who are here beside me, have done some long jump.
Are they able to give us a little insight on technique and things that you kind of need to look for what with Mara?
Yeah, this is Gavin.
Yeah.
I think just the basic thing would just be like striding out, you know, like once you're up in the air for a little bit, you gotta get those legs out, get those extra inches, and then I think you should be all right.
Yep. Is the height that they get from the jump, is that a big deal, whether it's too high or too low or something?
Yeah, the height's a big deal. I mean, you want to get up in the air just because the more time that you're traveling in the air, the farther you're going to get, so...
Yep.
So if you're low to the ground, you're not going to have as good of a jump as if you're a little bit higher. So
yeah,
but it makes a difference for sure.
Yeah.
I think the longest jump right now, it was in the first flight, was 16.9, I believe. So
okay, so that's pretty good. Mara came in at 17.1, correct?
Yeah.
17 feet, yeah. 1 3/4 of an inch. 17.1.
Oh, we got a new leader.
Yep.
Someone just jumped 17.1 and 3/4.
Yep, we were able to hear that. He was plenty loud for us.
Yeah, he is.
and we didn't have to worry about if he was saying 15 or 16. He was 17. 1 3/4. So that's 3/4 of an inch farther than what Mara qualified at. But we know that she just keeps on getting stronger and stronger. And so... I'm just glad that she's going to be able to be right in there with them. So
let's go, Cal.
Yeah, she should be good today.
Katie will be on deck. Mara be on hold.
Did I hear?
She's on hold right now. So.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There's two girls in front of her, and then she's jumping.
Yep. So that's good. So. The 17.1 and 3/4. Did we know who that was that did that?
Seventeen one and three quarters was the
Cincinnati Seven Hills.
Okay.
All right. So Mackenzie Hartman.
Mackenzie Hartman.
Yeah. So wouldn't be anybody we would know anything about. So
I wasn't all over it.
Yep. We definitely want to beat them then.
Yeah,
those Cincinnati. We don't want to lose to them.
Yeah,
the big city people.
Mm-hmm.
Mara will be up. Caitlin on deck.
Mara's up right now.
Okay, so. That's great. So, if you can kind of watch and see her technique and see if you can have some. Things that you see that really help her are
7 3/4 of an inch. 15 7 3/4.
So I heard that one. 15 7 3/4. So that's noticeably less than the leader, but
she's about to take off right now. So.
Yep.
Looks like a good jump.
I'm
measuring now, so.
Come on, Mara.
16 feet, 4 1/4 of an inch.
16 4
and a 4.
So. All right. So that's our first
place right now. Yeah. I know Vasey has the numbers all wrote down, so after this, I can.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just her first one, so just that she could very easily have a couple even better than that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will be up.
So far, there have been 2 foot fouls today, so.
Right just on, boy.
And she, Mara, foot fouled on her first jump last week at the regionals. But she, well, I asked her, you know, I said, why didn't they give, I didn't see a distance. She said, well, I foot fault. And she didn't even seem like it even slightly bothered her. It was just kind of matter of fact, well, I foot faulted, and she just went back and then jumped great after that. So, you know, that's.
They were dropping North Adams. Yeah, North Adams just jumped, looked like a good jump, so. She just took the leader. 17.3.
Wow.
17.3 and a half.
Wow.
She was seeded 16.6 and a half coming in.
Yeah, her PR before that was 16.6.
So. Wow. Yeah. She went nine inches farther.
Nice field.
Wow.
Impressive.
Yeah. That's quite an improvement.
Yeah, nine inches is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, since her previous was long enough to qualify for state, and then she improves that by 9 inches. That's a big deal.
Yeah, the girl who just jumped, she's from
Zora.
She looked like a good jump.
Brianna on hold.
17.1 was the most recent jump by
17 feet 1 3/4 of an inch.
Lexi Watchman.
1 3/4. Okay, keep it up. Greta, you're up.
Here's their second jump in the second slide.
Okay, so
taking off right now.
Yep.
First jump's underway.
Good job.
That looked good. That did look good.
Mackenzie will be up.
That was Greta Barbara. Greta Barker.
Crooksville.
There you go.
What was it? 17.2 and a half.
16 feet, 9 3/4 of an inch. 16.9 and 3/4.
Her PR? She's seated 17.2.
Her best is 17.2. So.
Okay. So it looks like, if I'm remembering correctly, it looks like there are three people that are, three of the girls that have jumped over 17 feet.
Oh,
am I remembering that correctly?
Brianna will be up.
Yeah.
On deck, 80 on hold.
So, do any of them look like they're like maybe using a different technique than any of the other girls, or is all kind of the same technique? Every once in a while, you see somebody with something that's completely different.
I mean, maybe the takeoffs are a little bit different, but I think most of it's just like run hard, jump high, jump far. So
yeah,
that's the whole event.
Yeah, that sounds like you should be the coach.
I might take the catching spot.
Run hard, jump high, jump far.
Basie's looking at me over here. He's like, I learned from the best.
Kalina will be up. Katie will be on deck. Mara will be on hold.
Gregory on the Breer.
Yeah, it looks like there's two of them ahead of Mara right now. Or before Mara.
One girl.
15 feet 4 1/4 of an inch. 15.4 1/4.
The girl about to jump is seated highest for today.
Kalina, you're up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Next three. Andy will be up.
Badger.
Mara will be on deck. Lakeland on hold.
Let's go, Katie. Come out.
Katie Russner is sitting highest for the day. She's about to jump.
Kitty Ruffner. She's up. She's seated highest for the day with 18.3 and a half.
Wow.
Just the girl who's jumping right now.
So. Katie, you're up.
Sure, she can.
Mara will be up. Lakeland will be on deck. Sierra will be on hold.
She just jumped 16.8 and 1.5 inches.
And she had come in at 18 feet.
16.8 and a half.
Yeah, the girl, Katie Ruffner, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she just jumped 16.
Okay.
16.8 and a half. Mara's up right now.
All righty. Let's get a good jump here, Mara.
No. She's the only freshman in her heat. So.
We'll be up. Sierra will be on deck. Let's see what we'll be on
hold. Her best is a 16. I was 16 flat and 3/4.
Okay. Her, I have her other one down as 16, 4 and a quarter.
16 feet, 3/4. Lakeland, you're up.
We got a Lakeland.
Let's
go from
Gloucester
Trimble.
Loretta will be on hold.
Back up to here.
Sierra, you're up.
That puts Sierra Kendall up from Seaman North Adams in her. She's at a 16.6. PR.
Okay.
Got a good jump.
Lexi will be up. Fred will be on deck. McKenzie will be on hold. Okay, you got that.
I like the guy that's doing the announcing. He's loud enough. We can hear him very easily.
Yeah, he's been very vocal, Skip.
Yeah.
It was pretty quiet over there at Shop Puss. Yeah, it's a nice change of
pace. Yeah, this guy's good. tell him we like him on the radio.
Yeah, we will let him know. Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Sixteen, eleven, and one.
I believe that was Lexi Watchman from Defiance Sierra.
Lexi, you're up.
Yeah, so not quite 17 feet, but still pretty good.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Sarah Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Kendall from Seaman North Adams.
Pretty best in gym.
Now we have Lexi Watchman jumping.
Ladies, let's top the order. Your third attempt, the prelim. Brenda will be up. Will be on deck. Brenda will be on hold.
And they take the next. They take the top nine, the finals for a jump off.
Between the two flights, you mean?
15 feet.
Yep. Between the two flights, they take the top nine.
Okay, it's not like the top three in each one, and then the best ones after that. It's all the okay.
This is unlike running events.
Okay. Yep.
Which is running events, there's top two in each feet and next best is two because this is only an 8-lane track.
Mm-hmm. So I brought up Baum's page and looking at they only had the flight one of the shot put and Whitley's fifth at 37.3 3/4. Sarah Cupp is the one right above her at 37.5 and a half. Molly Winter is 38.10 and a half. So right now Whitley's sitting fifth in her flight. They don't have the second flight posted yet. So
From what I can see, it appears that they are still tossing, so
yeah,
they'll probably be just a little bit yet until we will find out if Whitley made finals. And then it'll probably be a little bit after that. We will find out if Mara made finals.
Yep. Well, I really hope they both get to go on with that. And it'd be really, really good. Maybe we can just have a really big day today here in the field events.
All right, the girl from Seven Hills. I'm going to find her here. All right. Who's that? Sierra Brisson, maybe? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold that real quick. Got the wrong sheet pulled up. That might help. Mara is on hold. The girl from Cincinnati Seven Hills, Mackenzie Hartman, just jumped a 17.5. I'm sorry, 17.0.5.
Okay, and I from what I'm looking at here, they do have the first four of the first jump. She had 17.1¾, so not quite as about an inch short of what her previous one was, the Seven Hills. So this is, if I'm looking at this correctly, this is Greta Barker from Crooksville.
That would have been the first runner.
Oh, okay. So they must have, they have an order of the distance then.
We are on flight two. Jumper number 5, Katie Ruffner from North Robertson.
Okay. Now, I was thinking they had them listed in order of what they jumped.
But unfortunately not.
But they have them in the order of the longest distance. So Hartman is 17.1¾. Greta Barker is 16.5¼. Mara's at 16.4¼. And that's only the first jump on the first attempt, and they don't have the other ones listed. So
we just had Katie Ruffner jump. She's seated highest for today. Looks like a nice jump. We're gonna have to wait for this time. Marking 2, they said. Just double check it. Mara is about to jump for her third.
That was 17.4½.
Yes, 17.4½.
That's pretty good.
All right, Mara's taking off. She's at the board and jumped. That's a nice jump.
Ladies, we're down to our last three jumpers in prelim. Lakeland will be up. Sierra will be on deck. Lexi will be on hold.
Go, Lakeland. Come on.
16.3¼. 16.3¼.
All right. Okay. I'm here with Mara Pearson.
Oh, great. Great.
I feel like I was able to get a good pop, but not really the length I was hoping for.
I think that's all right. Think you're seated all right to make finals, and what you got on your mind right now?
Really just form. Form, getting good speed. Just keep doing what I'm doing, I guess.
Well, you're looking good out there, and you're jumping some good lengths, so congrats on what you've done, and hope we see you at finals.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good job. Right, so getting a chance to talk to her there.
Yep, she came right up beside me and made it real easy for us.
Yeah. Well, she's awesome.
Yes, she is. Yep.
So
we have, I think, 2 or 3 more jumpers until this fight is over, and then we will find out if Mara made finals or not.
All right. That's great. I'm going to switch back over here to on Baum's page to the shot put and see if they have that the second flight listed yet. Nope, they don't have that.
It appears that it has concluded. It looks like all the officials are congregating underneath the tent right now.
Okay, so probably in a couple minutes I'll be able to pull up that second flight.
That is my guess.
9¾ of an inch. 15.9 for the quarter.
So if I remember from before, once they get through all of the ones, so there's probably one or two jumpers left, then it'll be a couple of minutes before they officially figure out who is in the finals.
Yep, they like to double check their numbers.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk to Coach JC and see if he has an unofficial one. Coach, as of now, how is Mara seated?
I'm running the numbers right here, but it's looking like 8th or 9th at the moment, so we'll know more here in a minute. But
she is right on the edge, so we're going to have to wait for the official results to confirm anything.
Okay, so it'll be great if Whitley and Mara can both go on to the finals. That'd be really, really good. I'd that love to see that happen.
Yes, me as well. Nope, you asked about the weather today. I'll tell you what, it's starting to get pretty warm out here.
Yep. But the humidity,
there's
getting
not
strong.
A lot of humidity, luckily.
Okay, there's supposed to be some later, and I'm kind of...
All right, there we got finals coming out right now.
Oh, great. For shopping.
All right, looks like Molly Winter made finals.
Good for her. Marion local.
Good yes, for I her. So. I believe we made it. Coach Gann, is that here correct that we made finals for Whitley?
Yep, finals are about to start here at Westerville North. No particular order, so we just are happy we met our first goal today. So hopefully we're going to have
a step out of time, correct?
Yep, just hey, we're already here. That's step number one. Make it to finals, step number two. And so hopefully we can go into this next three throws and have our PR today.
Absolutely. Good luck, Whitley.
That's right, great.
So
that
we
is
made it into finals.
Great, great, great. So yeah, they still hadn't posted them here on Baum's page, so that's great news.
Yep, I'm sure that those will be coming up here relatively soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna head back over to shop. I'm sorry, long jump, and see if we can catch the results there.
Yep. All righty.
So, a little bit of foot traffic around here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's a busy place. I heard unofficially they had over 2,500 people here yesterday.
That's pretty good.
Yep, that's. I think they said that was more than D1.
Yeah, and a lot of times it is. It's just people in the bigger cities. People don't know each other very well, so they don't. They, you know, their family will pop in, but their friends and neighbors and all of that, they don't even know them, so they're not there like it is in the smaller schools like we have. That you know, I would say with Marion Local, Minster, there's and us, and you know, you look up in the stands. Obviously, parents and grandparents are probably there, but neighbors, aunts, uncles, cousins are all, you know, we travel well, let's call it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. And then, you know,
we got a great community and great area.
Yeah.
And we're all very competitive, and
yeah,
and that's what makes our area so great.
Yeah, and as long as we're not getting beat by them, we're rooting for Molly Winter, and we're rooting for Minster and Fort Laramie and everybody else, Marion Local, in the other track and field events. You know, we want them to do well. We want to beat them, but we don't
want our area to be recognized. That's for sure.
Yep, and it, you know, just the tough competition in every sport makes every one of our schools in every sport better all the time. So that's a really good thing. So any news yet on the long jump thing?
All the officials appear to be congregating underneath the tent. I'm right beside it. So
yep. Well, that's good.
You're one of the first to know, and I'll get those results right to you.
All righty. That'll be great. So yeah, just hope we can get her in there too, and that'll be really good for our that might make it a little tough for us if they're both going at the same time again, but
that is correct.
That's
we will
okay.
We will do our best in order to
Yeah.
That could happen. Yeah. It appears that the girls are warming up for shot put right now. So after we get the results here, we'll probably end up going over to shot put, catching a couple of Whitley's throws, and come back over here, catch a couple of Mara's jumps, try to catch Whitley's final throw, and then Mara's final jump.
Yep. So that'll be good. It's really good that they're close enough, because over at Troy, you had to go the length of the basically one caddy corner from each other, from the northeast corner to the southwest corner for those. So
I know that it made it really hard for Whitley at regionals.
Oh yeah,
there were officials asking her when her final throws were going to be going on, because they were waiting on her to finish up the high jump
there. For the high jump. Yeah, so. What is there a good feeling around everybody there that's that Mara's gonna be in, or can you tell for sure? It sounded like Coach Vason was.
I think that there's a good chance.
Yep.
Like I said, I think she's seated right on the edge, so we won't know until all the official results are in.
Yep.
So we just have to wait for those, and it appears that they are counting those up. I'm not 100% sure. So hopefully they get back to us, and they're over there. I just found them. They're on the far side, double checking the results, it appears, and counting them up. There's three officials huddled up over there by themselves, all looking at one paper and double checking everything. I hear they're trying to finalize everything right now.
So I'm just looking that they have the both flights on bombs page right now. There's four girls in the 17-foot range and two in the 6'9". And Mara's is 16.4¼.
Correct.
There's a 16.5, 16.4½, so that gets us to 8. And then there's also a 16.9 in hers. This looks like she might be 9th or 10th. It's going to be really close.
Yep, like I said, I believe top 9 make it, so it's all going to come down to the official results.
My unofficial here has it's looking like she might be 10th, but I'm trying to switch between two different pages and look at it, and there's a really good chance I missed something. So
I just hope that we get these results pushed out here relatively soon, and and get these results and find out.
So it looks like this Katie Ruffner from Colonel Crawford is the highest at 17.4½.
She was seated highest going in today with an 18.3.
And then North Adams, Sierra Kendall at 17.3½. All of the 17-foot jumpers were in the second flight, it looks like. And then the McKenzie Hartman from Seven Hills and Lexi Walkman from Tenora were both at 17.1¾. And then Greta Barker from Crooksville was 16.9¾. And there was also a 16.9 even Peyton Heitmeyer from Lipsick at 16.9. Then I think
one of the officials just sat down. So
all right.
I think that we might be getting our results here soon. He just erased something. So.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully soon. Mm-hmm.
Now the next one down I have, which would be I think the 7th place, is Casey Adams at 16.5½. And then I think number 8 would be 16.4½. And that's Macy Miller from Fairbanks.
Coach, I just talked to Coach Basie. Coach Basie has her at 9th. So
yep,
should be enough.
Yeah, and I think I was off when I said 10th because when I'm going through this now. Let's see. Well, I have Macy Miller at 16.4.5, and then Mara at 16.4.25. I think where I got mixed up, there was a 17.4.5 that I think I was counting as number 9, and Mara's number 9. So according to these results on Baum's page, it looks like she is number 9. So we'll wait for that official stuff and make sure that is correct. Which would mean she just beat out.
All the officials just congregated together, so.
Yep. Looks like she just beat out Lakin Imler from Trimble at 16.4 even.
Ooh, wow.
So yeah, it'll be.
Quarter of an inch.
That's probably why takes quite a bit of time to calculate all these.
And you don't want to make a mistake. That's the worst thing in the world.
Absolutely.
Tell somebody they're in and then they're out, or crush their spirit and say they're out and then they're in. It's better to wait and be absolutely certain. So,
absolutely, absolutely. It appears that the girl's shot put might be about to continue to finals.
Okay.
I don't know if there is a particular order. I don't think Coach Gann said there was a particular order, so we're just going to have to hope that we can catch Whitley.
Yeah, and as long as we have somebody over there, kind of, or have access to the distances, we'll do what we can live. But obviously, with jumping between two different places, I think it's really important right now to be sure we get Mara in this. So I think we kind of want to stay there, but we'll see how this goes.
Yep, with her being right on edge.
Yeah,
and I believe Coach Basie said that it's official on finish timing, which is here today, okay. Who is providing all of the life timing, which we got from Abby's 100.
Yeah, so that's a tenth of a step below official. It's basically official without being official yet.
Correct. So. All right, there's an official walking out right now. I believe he is probably radioing up to the press box to let them know to make it official, and then he will probably announce it out here.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. Right here.
Final order!
Can you hear him?
Yes.
To the coaches, to the athletes, to the day. It took 16.4.25 to get in.
That's it.
Jumping first, Mara. For recovery.
And she's in.
Second, Macy Fairbanks will jump from 16.
All right, Mara will jump first.
That is great.
Third, all right, unfortunately, it looks like Whitley is about to hop into the shot pit.
Okay.
So I will not be able to get the results as of now. But I'll let you know how it looks from here.
All righty, that's great. So,
looks like a stellar toss to me.
19.9
Okay, so Mara's in. We know that.
And yep. Mara will be the first jumper here.
Whitley is doing her finals in the shot put here, either starting now or very shortly. So
yep.
It looks like the timing might work out for us to be mostly live for both.
Whitley just threw her first toss, and I only caught the tail end of it, and it was something of a half. So, unfortunately, I was not able to get that.
Yep, sorry about that.
I will send Derek and Gavin over there to see if they can get some live results.
Yeah, hopefully we have somebody that was able to hear exactly what it was. Probably Diana or one of them will be very near there to.
Oh, absolutely. I know Coach Gannon will be over there.
Oh, yeah. Let's bother Coach Gannon, not Mom.
Very true.
Yeah.
Although, I just sent Derek and Gavin over there to go get some results and keep tabs on Whitley for us.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and watch Mara's first jump here.
So they're going to do that right away?
I believe that they're going to do a couple walkthroughs, make sure everybody's loosened up.
Okay. I was figuring there'd probably be 10 or 15 minutes there, so looks like we'll just have to stay where we are with Mara and get texted or running back and forth courier results from Whitley. So
just talked to Coach Basie. He said it'll probably be about no more than 15 minutes, but we're going to go over there and see if we can catch tomorrow's live result, and we will come back over here to catch, I'm sorry, Whitley's first throw, and then we'll come back over here for Mara's first throw.
Okay, so it will be a few minutes then, so we have a pretty good chance of getting at least a pretty good amount of Whitley's live.
Yep, so we're on our way over now.
So this is really good news that we have two of them in the finals here in the field events, and both are
good problem to have. I'll tell you,
both are underclassmen and probably going to be back next year. Whitley is a junior and Mara is a freshman, and you know, it's just going to be. And Whitley, you know, she was doing shot put and high jump, and just if I remember correctly, she just barely missed qualifying for state in the high jump. So.
Yes,
so there's a good chance that she can be back in that, and maybe she may come up with discus also. You know, it's another throwing event that I don't know if we have anybody that's a good discus coach, but we can find somebody and get her throwing in that.
Coach Gann on my right. Coach Gann, do you have Whitley's first throw for today?
Unofficially, it was 38.5, so I'm actually looking through now, trying to figure out where that kind of moves us.
And what was her previous best?
Came in at 37.3.
Perfect. So she's moving up even higher than.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've been sitting maybe fourth or fifth right now.
So we're going to have to. Probably stick around here for Whitley's second throw,
mm-hmm.
and go catch Mara's first jump since they are still walking through with the walkthroughs. And then they will conclude the walkthroughs whenever all the athletes feel they're warmed up enough and they won't tear anything or pull anything.
Yeah. So were you able to hear any results from Molly Winter's throw, or is she thrown yet? Or
I'm here with Coach Gann. Do you have the Molly Winter's throws?
Molly Winter's throws. Molly just threw a 38.11.
Okay.
Something. So that probably bumped her up. She was tied for third, and that's moving her up to second.
No, that's
yeah.
Right.
And
she'll
that
be,
was.
Oh, she'll be third. She owns third right now.
Yep. And that was her long in the preliminaries also, I think, at 38.11. So that's good.
All right. We have two more people until Whitley will throw again. We have a girl from Hartford about ready to throw.
Okay, yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, Kiera Gensler says here on the thing here. Archbold Archers.
All right, we'll see if we can hear her results. Tell you what, it got really quiet over here. Everybody's... All right, she threw 32.7 1/2 inch.
Okay.
All right, we have one more girl, and then Whitley will be throwing.
Okay.
New London is throwing. They are the Wildcats.
Looks like her name would be Caitlin Gum.
This is a nice throw. Have to wait on the results here. Then Whitley will be up, and we will catch Whitley's results, and then we'll head over to long jump and see how Mara's doing.
All right. Let's have a big long 39 or 40 foot throw here.
Throw it.
That's the goal. She looks calm, which is good. Oh, she had a football.
She put her foot outside of the circle, which unfortunately results in a foul. So we will not be able to get a result for her second throw.
Okay.
We are going to head back over to Mara and see if we can catch her jumps.
All right. And we know Coach Gann is hanging around there, plus several other people at the shot put. Yep. So we can always go back and find out what's how that all went. So,
correct.
Yep.
We got Derek and Gavin Toby over here watching. And we got Coach Gann standing right beside Marion Locals coach, keeping tabs on both Molly and Whitley.
That's great. I'm really glad that we're able to have, you know, with our two different places at the same time, that we're going to be able to get good results from people. So,
100% agree. All right, let's see if we can find Mara over here at long jump. Let's see if they've started today. They started finals. All right, they are about to start finals. I believe Mara is the first jumper.
Yep,
Mara is the first jumper.
Was that Coach Vasey you were speaking to there?
Yep, that was Coach Vasey right here beside me.
Yep.
Good advice there.
So, we need Mara to jump there up there in the 17s like she did last week Troy.
As long as she can make it out one place, she will make podium.
That's good.
Putting her state track back.
Yep. Well, let's get her way up on the podium. That's what we want.
Love to see some purple and white up there, right?
Well, it'd be awesome. We've done well at the state track and field meets the last several years, except for last year, of course. And, you know, we had a really good chance of being high up on the podium in a bunch of events and just weren't able, you know, nobody was allowed to do it. And it's
a little heartbreaking.
Yeah, because, you know.
It happens.
Yeah, is Mara anywhere near ready to jump there? What I'm thinking is, do you have time to maybe talk about some of those seniors last year that didn't get to even compete?
Yeah, the runway's open, but nobody's jumping right now, so okay. I think we're just kind of waiting for something. Not 100% sure what.
Yeah, so that might give us a little time for you to mention some of the guys that were on that track and field team last year that we were so excited about that just didn't get to compete last year.
So last year we competed in indoor track again, and we decided to run a 4x2 and a 4x4, and we ended up surprising ourselves, and we got fourth in the indoor state in the 4x2, and I believe 10th or 12th in the 4x4.
Okay, so who was on those teams?
It was Jacob Atchison, Drew Mullenkamp, and Riley Pearson.
Yep.
And then we had very high expectations for ourselves going into the outdoor season.
Yeah.
With returning everybody and our team being so young, or I guess being young the first couple of years, and finally being their senior year, my junior year.
Yeah.
And we were real excited for our 4x4, which we got fourth in last year, which consisted of Owen Mormon opened up, handed off to Jacob Atchison, who handed off to Jared Timmerman, who finished out with Drew Mullenkamp.
Yep.
And we got fourth in the state last year, seeded first. We were going to be returning everybody, so we had some real high expectations for that.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, COVID came around and just didn't give us that opportunity.
Yeah, that's just, you know, it's heartbreaking for those guys that were seniors. At least you got to compete this year. And, you know, it just, you know, those guys, there's so much potential there. And, you know, like you, Riley, I don't think Drew was there his freshman year, but Jared, I think, was there.
Drew was there our freshman year.
Oh, okay.
He was part of the 4x4.
Yep. So, you know, those guys been there for year after year and knew that they were going to, you know, be very good. you know, high up on the podium and maybe at the top last year, and it just they just weren't allowed to compete. It just that's well, probably they don't need to keep hearing about it. It just it kills me. Yeah,
it happens.
Yep.
But we were all a little upset, rightfully so. But there wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a global pandemic. We had no control in it, really.
Yeah, there was nothing anybody could do. That's how it was. But at least you got the indoor track in, and so that was good. So,
all right. Well, the official just pulled together all of the finalists for the state competition in the long jump.
Okay.
Mara will be our first jumper of this. So all after we catch Mara's jump, we will go over. And it appears that Whitley just threw, so we will try to catch those results and see how she is sitting.
Okay, so you're going to do sprinting back and forth. So you're doing your own track meet today.
I believe that was Whitley's third and final throw, unfortunately. It was either her third or it was her second. So I hope that it wasn't her third, because I'd love to catch that. But
yeah, I think, let's see, did she?
I was running down the track right now. Nice jump. Have to wait for the results now.
Okay.
Macy will be up. Macy will be on deck. Pace on hold.
You're stopping 15 feet, 10, and 1/4 of an inch.
You said 15?
15, 10, and 1/4.
Okay, she'll want to improve on that, I'm sure.
Going to head over to shot put here and see if we can catch the results there.
Yep. I think, if I remember right, Whitley had 38.5 on her first one and foot faulted on her second, or when, am I?
I think that is correct.
Remembering incorrectly.
So I'll see if I can catch Gann over here. Coach Gann. And it appears that Whitley is right beside her, so hopefully we can get her thoughts after this.
Yep.
And it appears that the wind has picked up a little bit. So hopefully that dies down before the running events tonight. All right, I just made it over. It appears they're talking, so I don't want to interrupt anything.
Yeah.
They might get 4 throws in finals. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, they don't have any final numbers at all posted in Baum's page. Nope. For
no player. They're still walking through right here. All right, so I'm here with Coach Gann. Coach Gann, what is Whitley done for today, or does she have one more throw?
Nope, Whit finished up today through a 38.5 in finals. That got us up somewhere unofficially. I think we're in 4th or 5th, probably where we ended.
Very finished, nice.
I think. Live timing system isn't always up to date, so I can't really be completely honest with you. But we're in a good day, you know. Like I said, we checked lots of boxes this year, and Whit has gotten exceptionally better. So we got, don't take away from what it is. It's always hard, but this is the end. There's nowhere to go next week. So you always want to get here. So checking boxes, school record, personal PR.
And with her having district, another year next year.
Regionals. I mean, and right, you got a year of growth. So I'm super proud of all the work that she's put in, and she should be as well. So she represents Fort Recovery well.
Right, Lisa. Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and see if we can talk to Whit here real quick.
That would be great if we can.
Back over to Long Jump and catch the tail end tomorrow.
Yep. So if I heard that correctly, I believe we are in pretty good shape for being on the podium for the shot put.
All right, I'm here with Whitley Rammel. Whitley, how do you feel you did today?
It wasn't my best day, but
state finals. I mean, it's the best I can do right now.
What, we have you unofficially in fourth or fifth, is that correct?
Yeah, fourth or fifth, yeah.
Okay, well, you had a fantastic throw today. Congrats.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Nope, come back next year.
If there's any younger listeners that's going to think about joining track, what do you have to say to them?
Just push yourself every day. Work hard. That's what I do. Go to practice and just grind.
All right. Well, thank you, Willie. Congrats. All righty, we're going to go ahead and try to catch.
Did you happen to find out anything about how Molly Winter did?
I did not.
I'll okay, yeah, can, we can, I can here. I'll I can find it on the when they post the results here.
She ended up throwing. Molly ended up throwing a 38-11. I'm going to say that probably got her at third.
Okay, so
third place. So our other rap, I mean, Mac representation.
Yeah,
possibly third on the podium.
Yeah, so that's great. So two Macs getting on the podium. That's a big deal, at least in my opinion. So that's great.
All right, we are on our way to long jump, try to catch the tail ends of Mara's jumps.
So her first one I have at 15:10.5.
I believe that's correct.
And they don't have anything listed here on the finals. But,
all right, I think we might be catching the tail end of the flight. So this will either be...
We just finished up the first jumps of the finals.
So one more girl, and then Mara will be on to her second jump.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear that she was on deck, so we were able to be there for the first one, and we're also going to be able to be there for the second one. That's good.
That is correct.
So that's some pretty fancy running back and forth for you. We got almost everything. Yep.
Hey, but that's all right.
Sixteen feet, one and a fourth.
Mara up. Alrighty, Mara is up.
All right.
They are starting the wind sensor. And she's off. And she's striding out, coming up to the board, and jump. Very nice jump. Absolutely, you can see where it is.
Casey will be up. Casey on deck. Casey on hold.
Think unofficial.
15 feet, 9 inches.
Was that 15 or 16?
15.9.
Okay.
Yep.
So an inch and a half less than our first jump.
It's all right. It's pretty warm out here, so I don't know if that'll have an effect on them or not. There is a girl here from Fairbanks. Looks like she had a very nice jump. We'll see if I can catch the results for that.
It says it would be Macy Miller.
Sixteen feet, 11, 3/4.
I don't think anybody has hit farther than 17.5. Coach Basie and Mara are over here talking and bringing it up. It appears that the next girl, I'm not 100% sure what the team this is. Yep, Coach Basie and Mara are here talking and trying to get everything turned out, make sure the steps are just right, that board. There's an extra couple inches, and that'll get you on the podium here at state.
Okay. So.
It is her
back. Okay.
Yeah, so she sounds like she's at least doing well and trying to get some advice on how to climb up a little bit on the podium, get a few more inches out there. And so it sounds like not many of them in this particular in the finals here are going anywhere near 17 feet.
No, I don't. I don't know if it's the wind, the pit, or maybe somebody's just measuring different. But yeah, it doesn't appear that everybody's hitting their marks today.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, maybe they are all, you know, a little bit tired from before, but shouldn't be that much. But
and maybe it just was sleeping in a hotel last night. Or,
yeah.
Long drive they had this morning. Everything plays a part in your body for these kind of things.
Yeah, we had four of them in over 17 feet in the. Well, they're all in the second flight of the preliminaries, but they don't seem to be hitting that here. Is there any more wind, or is it just maybe?
I'm noticing a real strong wind. So
okay, that wouldn't be it then. So maybe, but if it's the, you know, a little bit of fatigue factor, they all have it. So
16 feet, two and a half.
So that's another one ahead of Mara. Mara's right now, her second was 15.9, her first was 15.10.5 is what I have here. They still haven't posted that on the bombs page yet, but kind of zipping back and forth between the trying to find the finals on the girls' shot put. And they don't have those either.
So
don't have that official. We'll... So is when at the long jump, are there like a whole bunch of people or just
oh yes, it is crowded. Luckily with the media pass I get in right in.
So you get a little closer, that's good.
Coaches in the pit.
That's great.
Great view for everybody listening.
That's good. So I was just hoping you weren't 15 people deep and trying to get where you're trying to get.
There's people watching from the stands, actually. They are. I mean, they are a ways away trying to catch these.
Well, hopefully they have binoculars and sometimes can see through people's heads.
there's people standing on the outside of the track watching through the fence right now.
17 feet, 3/4 of an inch.
All right, there's a girl from Seven Hills. 17 feet, 8 inches, 3/4.
Wow, 17 feet, 8?
Yep, 17 feet. 8 inches and 3/4 of an inch.
Wow, that's 7 inches farther than her qualifying one, and 4 1/4 inches farther than the highest seed in the finals here. That was Katie Ruffner from Colonel Crawford with 17.4.5. So 17-8 is
foul here. Katie will be
looks
like maybe an Adam.
So it looks like Katie Ruffner from Colonel Crawford, I think he said, is going to be next. And then Mara.
Possible.
Yep. I think it's, I think you said Katie.
Yep, that is correct.
Yep. And that's
Colonel Crawford is up.
Yeah, and she qualified at the highest for the finals at 17.4.5. So she's got her. Right. She's got four.
They're
going to
mark her jump right here.
Lady, what? Top yarder. Right.
This is Mara's third
and
final attempt.
Mara, be up. Casey on deck. Casey on hold.
Okay. 16 feet 3 inches.
So she was more than a foot less than her qualifying, and almost 2 feet short of. Of the number one position.
Raceway. That's hit the board. Hit the board. Nice jump.
Casey will be up. Casey on deck. Casey on hold. 15.10,
so a half inch shorter than her longest in the finals here.
She's right there at 15.10. I'm not sure where that'll put her for the other competition.
Yeah, I know. Probably still have to wait for all the rest of them here because they could all, You know, she could be in fourth and end up farther down if several of them get up anywhere in that 17 range.
Mara, a little bit of time to clean out of her track spikes, get all the sand off her, and then we'll see if we can get a little
16.9 and a half. Hey, can you go up?
Still zipping back and forth between the two. They don't still don't have the final things posted for the shot put.
I think that they are trying to get on the podium in order to put out the official results.
Here we go, Pay.
So I'll head over to the stands after we get a little post-interview with Mara.
Okay. Yep.
I'll let you know the official results.
4.5 feet. 14.5.
All right, so I'm here with Mara. Mara, how do you feel you jumped today?
Definitely not my best, but I gave it my all. Kind of had nothing to lose, so it was fun.
Yeah, well, you had some fantastic jumps, and not sure where you are at overall, but hopefully you make podium, and we'll have to see. If there is a younger audience out there considering to join track, what would you have to say to them?
Might as well try it out. You have nothing to lose. I mean, it's fun. People make it fun, so keep it fun.
Very nice job today, and congrats.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and see if we can catch the results from the girls' shot put.
All right. Yeah, they still haven't posted it here on the on Baum's page, but we'll see what we can find out here.
Got to walk through the high jump pit, which is very full today. So might get a little noisy here for a second.
Were there any local people in the high jump?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to click on that. They haven't even posted participants or anything in the flights. So,
yeah, I believe that all of the girls from Shotput that made finals are congregating over there near the podium waiting to be announced. And I believe I heard correctly yesterday there's somebody here participating in pole vault that is number 3 in the United States.
Wow.
Is that all?
Wow.
Yes. And I just overheard somebody that said they told me they might have just broke the state record.
Is that girls, it looks like? Or is that something yesterday?
Yeah, those girls.
Yeah, so in the first flight is all they have posted, and it was Ainsley Hampshire from Orville at 11 feet even is what that's showing, but that's just one flight, and it could very easily be somebody in the other one that in the other flight that would have done that. So I don't know what the state meet is. We haven't had a pole vault person for I think was that Tyler Niekamp that did pole vault. Somebody did pole vault a number of years ago. We haven't. I don't know what good numbers
are. I might
have
been a little too young to remember that.
Yeah, there was somebody back, one of our really good athletes from back a few years ago, that did the pole vault. But we haven't. That's not something that we generally have somebody in. So I don't know good numbers on those. But
I'm not sure of the pole vault numbers.
Still keep trying to find final numbers on shot put. And of course, we won't have the final numbers yet on the long jump, but they still haven't posted those on the Bums page.
Coach Gann. Yep. Coach Gann, do you have the results official for Whipple?
I do not. I'm still thinking we're going to get fifth off of some online stuff.
Off of online stuff.
I haven't said anything, but we're definitely we're getting on the podium today.
All righty. Well, you heard it here, folks.
That's the big thing. Get on the podium. So that's good news.
Five-star ratings on TV.
Absolutely. I think that there's all kinds of parents and newspapers and reporters all over here trying to get pictures of the shot put champs, but I think we might be waiting for a girl or two to show up or get on the podium here.
Yep. Well, that's really good news, and I think we figured that Molly Winter from Maria Stein probably was third.
Yep, that is correct.
And so two of them from our league being on the podium today is big news. And that's I'm pretty happy about that. It's just a really good thing. So
proud to be a member of the MAC today.
Okay, they just said just have it as scored. So I have what it's looking like here is that Whitley is sixth. So Ella Regal from Lipsick is 41 feet, 1/2 inch. Trista Fentel from Patrick Henry is 40 feet, 9.5 inches in second. From Madeira, Yvonne Colson, 40 feet, 1.5 inch. Molly Winter, fourth.
She broke her own record. Now she's going for
13.6.
Wow, 13.6. 13.6 is what she's going for. She broke this D3 state record for.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That is crazy.
Yep. So, as I was saying here, it looks like now Molly Winter has fourth at 38 feet, 11 inches. Michaela Sitzler from Garraway is 38 feet, 10 and a half. And Whitley is 38 feet, 5.5 in sixth place. Lipsick is seventh. New London is eighth. Don't see Hicksville, Highland, Dixie.
One of them will not make.
Yep. So,
podium.
Yep. So, looks.
Yeah, I just heard a big gasp from over at pole vault, so I'm going to guess that she unfortunately did not get the 13.6. But depending on how many tries she gets, she might get it on a later try.
Yeah, that'd be, well, you know, she already broke the state record.
Absolutely.
And I think you said she was, she had the third best in the country.
From what I overheard yesterday, I believe so.
Yeah, so that's a big deal.
The girls from Shot Put are getting onto the podium here. We have Marianne in fourth and Fort Recovery in sixth, standing right beside each other, side by side.
That's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're right here.
That is
all great. Results. Presentation of awards and the Division 3 girls Shot Put. Finishing in eighth place was Caitlin Gunn, being level with the girl, 36 feet, 11.5 inches. Finishing seventh, Storm Lipsick, Sarah Cup, 37 feet, 5.5 inches. Finishing sixth, Whitney Rommel of Fort Recovery, 38 feet, 5.5.
Whitney Rommel, not Rommel.
5.5. Six mile, Airway, 38 feet, 10.5 inches. Finishing fourth with a girl 38 feet, 11 inches, Molly Winter from Gary and Brooklyn. In third place from Madeira with a girl 40 feet, 1.5 inches, Yvonne Colson. Second place finisher was third in this event 2 years ago. She is your state runner up this year with a girl 40 feet, 9.5 inches from Patrick Henry High School, Trista Fentel. Young lady atop the podium is your 2021 state champion with a girl 41 feet, 0.11 inch. He represents the Vikings of her school, Lipsick High School.
Lipsick,
your state champion, let's hear it, for Miss Ella Regal, state champion, Lipsick High School, girl shot put.
That's good.
Alrighty, it appears that long jump might be coming to an end, so we're going to head back over there, see if we can catch the results from that.
Okay, and I'm going to try to see. They don't have any of the final numbers in there. I did look at boys' discus, and let me try to get back to that, seeing there was a few from places that we know about. Lawson Mag from Columbus Grove, he finished third at 166.5 inches. His teammate Ethan Halker from Columbus Grove, 162 even. Newton down there at Pleasant Hill, Dawson Hildebrand, looks like he also made the podium at 156.10. Jack Kanapke from Marion Local was at 125.3. And Justin Shuga from Botkins, they don't have a number on. Oh, he fouled. So those are the ones that are at least close to where we are, and some people that we would probably root for if we were there. So
right. I might go a little windy here. I'm going to have to jump the fence in order to get around this crowd real quick.
Okay.
All right, now we're good.
Well, don't get your pants caught on the fence.
Oh, it's happened before.
Well,
we didn't get this time. Well,
yeah, don't do it now.
Nope, there's a bunch of people surrounding the pole vault pit right now, and it's only a one-way path.
Yep.
So I had to jump across the fence in order to make it.
So we're hoping to get some information on the long jump.
Yep, it appears high jump and long jump cleared out at the same time, so it might be a little difficult to track down a coach or Mara. Oh, I think I see him right over there.
Ah, good.
So it's just going to be a little bit longer until we get over there.
Yeah, that's...
And then I'll hopefully have some results.
So we've actually had Whitley on the podium at sixth, and Molly Winter from Marion Local fourth. So that's good news for our teams.
All righty, I think I see Coach Facy and Mara and her family. Okay, so I'm here with Coach Vasey. Coach Vasey, what was our unofficial place for Mara?
Unofficial, we've got her in ninth. So she came into the finals in ninth, finished in ninth.
Okay, so... all right. Unfortunately, she doesn't make the podium today, but she has three more years in order to earn her way up on top of that podium, and she's only one spot away from that podium. So just a couple more inches, which I have full faith in her that she will, and had to wait and see what the next couple years bring.
Yeah, she has three more years to that she will be on the podium in at least one event. At least one event.
Yes.
The next 3 years for sure.
Yep.
So that's a little disappointing, but we'll have to see how that all officially works out. But I think that what do you think? Do we want to? Are we pretty sure that's official? And we want to kind of cut stuff off. And you have anything else you want to say or talk about here?
No, I don't think so. I think that if anybody else is trying to catch some other events, unfortunately, Port Recovery is done for the state meet for this year.
Yep.
But we will have plenty of other people to come in through this track, or Jesse Owens, in the next couple of years. So you guys, if there's a young audience out there, be sure to join the track team, and hopefully you can catch a ride or a way to the state meet.
Yeah, there's track and field. You know, for a long time, for the last several years, it's been track with a little bit of field.
Yep.
And this year we've had some really good performers in the field events now, so that's a thing for us. So just to recap here, in the girls' shot put, Whitley Rammel came in sixth in the state at 35 feet, 5.5 inches. Also in the girls shot put, Molly Winter from Marion Local is fourth at 38 feet 11 inches, so 5.5 inches more than Whitley, puts her in fourth. And unofficially, but almost for sure correct, is that the girls long jump, Mara came in ninth, which misses the podium by one spot.
Correct.
So by I don't have all the numbers here.
Not by much.
Yeah.
It's real close.
15 feet, 10 and a half. I don't know what eighth was, but I believe it was just short of 16, so about probably within an inch or two of being on the podium. But she's a freshman, and she will be there. In the next 3 years, she will be on the podium every year. I'm very sure of that, in one or more events. So anything you want to say in wrapping up there from Westerfield North?
Westerfield North. I'd like to say thank you for everybody for tuning in and listening to us, and hope to see you all here in the next year or two.
Yep. Thanks a bunch, Owen. We really appreciate you going down and taking care of that for us.
And, not a problem at all.
Thank you very much. And all of our events today and yesterday's event with the 100-meter dash with Abby Francis is in our archives, and this will be in our archives in the next few minutes. So you'll have access to that. We appreciate everybody kind of hanging in there with us while we were running around and trying to go from one place to the other, and both girls made the finals, and which caused a little bit more running back and forth. So we appreciate everybody hanging in there with us. So we'll go back to the music. Thanks again, Owen, from Westerfield North.
Not a problem. You guys have a good day.